Text numéro 36. GM crops promote super weeds, food insecurity and pesticides, say NGOs. Genetic engineering has failed to increase the yield of any food crop, but has vastly increased the use of chemicals and the growth of super weeds, according to a report by 20 Indian, Southeast Asian, African and Latin American food and conservation groups representing millions of people. The so-called miracle crops, which were first sold in the US about 20 years ago and which are now grown in 29 countries on about 1.5 billion hectares of land, have been billed as potential solutions to food crises, climate change and soil erosion. But the assessment finds that they have not lived up to their promises. The report claims that hunger has reached epic proportions since the technology was developed. Meanwhile, only two GM traits have been developed on any significant scale, and benefits such as drought resistance and salt tolerance have yet to materialise on any scale. Most worrisome, say the authors of the Global Citizens Report on the State of GMOs, is the greatly increased use of synthetic chemicals used to control pests, despite biotech companies' justification that GM-engineered crops would reduce insecticide use. In China, where insect-resistant BT cotton is widely planted, populations of pests that previously posed only minor problems have increased 12-fold since 1997. Additionally, soya growers in Argentina and Brazil have been found to use twice as much herbicide on their GM as they do on conventional crops. The report, which draws on empirical research and companies' own statements, also says weeds are now developing resistance to the GM firms' herbicides and pesticides that are designed to be used with their crops, and that this has led to growing infestations of superweeds, especially in the US. 10 common weeds have now developed resistance in at least 22 US states, with about 6 million hectares of soya, cotton and corn now affected. The companies have succeeded in marketing their crops to more than 15 million farmers, largely by heavy lobbying of governments, buying up local seed companies and withdrawing conventional seeds from the market. Monsanto, DuPont and Syngenta, the world's three largest GM companies, now control nearly 70% of global seed sales. This allows them to own and sell GM seeds through patents and intellectual property rights, and to charge farmers extra, claims the report. The study accuses Monsanto of gaining control of over 95% of the Indian cottonseed market and of massively pushing up prices. High levels of indebtedness among farmers are thought to be behind many of the 250,000 deaths by suicide of Indian farmers over the past 15 years. The report also questions the safety of GM crops, citing studies which indicate that people and animals have experienced apparent allergic reactions. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2011.